Let's do it. Big Boy Sports Recap brought to you by
Big Boy.
Go ahead. Go ahead, brag.
I got the game right, and you didn't.
It wasn't even an entertaining game, unless you're a Patriots fan, of course. Or you.
Or, how about this news? Jacoby Brissett, the quarterback, is injured. He has a torn ligament in his right thumb on his throwing hand.
Oh, that's lovely.
Garoppolo might not be able to play next week. Brady can't play.
Not for one more week. He's got one. He comes back week five.
Yeah, against Cleveland.
Sorry, Cleveland. Poor Cleveland.
How's your year going? So anyway, yeah.
Edelman's going to start next week then.
I guess he's going to have to start. I don't know. They're not sure if it's serious.
Poor Jacoby Brissett. I mean, this kid's been waiting forever. I mean, I saw that. Did you see the retweet from 20? I believe it was 2013. It just said, sitting here, praying for my shot, waiting for my shot. And he finally gets it in 2016, 3 years later. Does awesome last night.
Yes.
And now he's hurt. Got to be kidding me.
No.
It's a cruel, cruel game.
I mean, LeGarrette Blount played pretty good, too, I would say. 24 carries, 105 yards, 2 touchdowns on my fantasy team. And Brissett, 11 of 19 for 103 yards. But
nobody cares.
48 yards rushing for the quarterback, including a 27-yard touchdown run. It was just dominant. I mean,
it wasn't even entertaining to watch. It really wasn't. I just watched the Tiger game. I was into the Tiger game.
Let me tell you this, though. How much did they pay for that quarterback? Brock Osweiler, $70 million, okay? Brissett, he makes $28,000 a game. Who would you rather have last night?
Oh, obviously Brissett was way more prepared for their defense.
Wow. And
I don't think they realized how well Brissett could scramble and run.
Yeah, and I didn't realize how good the Patriots' defense is.
Yep, they definitely carried the
the
weight last night. But you got to give a lot to, I think it's Josh McDaniels is the OC for Patriots. He had a great game plan.
Mm-hmm.
He had a great game plan against Houston. So
here's the thing.
27-0.
You knew Blount's going to run the ball. You couldn't stop him. And you knew they were going to rely on the run a lot.
Yeah.
Still couldn't stop him.
All right, amazing. Before we get into the rest of the NFL picks, we'll save that for the second half. I want to talk about two quick games this weekend. U of M, number 4, takes on Penn State in the Big House. And MSU, number 8, hosts the Wisconsin Badgers, ranked 11th. That's the game of the week right there.
It's
at noon, by the way.
Yes.
Better be up early.
Yes. That's going to be a good game. And
that's kind of a joke, but okay.
Better be up early. And, Adam, you're forgetting the most important thing that happened yesterday.
I'm not forgetting about it.
Who is leading the wild card race right now?
That would be the Detroit Tigers. They won 9-2 in the early game, finishing last night's game or the night before.
Yeah.
And then a 4-2 last night.
You tell me the rule on that because I couldn't figure it out. They got through 3 innings the day before. Why wouldn't they just start from then? No, they started a whole new game.
I don't really understand that rule either, but that's the rule. I guess it just doesn't happen very often.
Postponed or suspended is the difference. Doesn't make sense.
Well, they looked at the forecast and said, there's no way we're finishing this game.
But, I mean, why don't you just start
13 inches of rain?
Why don't they just start where they were? Whatever. It is what it is.
Anyway.
But they are a half-game lead in the wild card. They play one more game than everyone else. So they control their own destiny right now.
They absolutely do. And here's the thing. With JV getting 11 Ks yesterday, they're now a half-game ahead of Baltimore, one game behind Toronto for the top wild card spot.
Which would be nice to get up there.
On top of that, with Victor Martinez hitting a pinch hit home run yesterday, his 25th, the Tigers just accomplished something that has never been done in Major League Baseball. They have 4 players with 25 home runs or more.
Really?
That is Major League history.
Wow.
Of course, Cabrera, 34. Kinsler has 26. Upton has 26. And V-Mart now has 25. Pretty
there
cool. And the Detroit Tigers' odds of making the playoffs went over 50% yesterday.
There you go.
In one day. Okay, we're going to take a break, and then when we come back, we'll make the rest of our Week 3 picks. Big Boy Sports Recap. The Outdoor Show.
The Big Boy Restaurant in Marquette is stepping light and fresh with seasonal salads. The Michigan salad is a fresh spring mix topped with Michigan dried cherries, walnut pieces, blue cheese crumbles, crisp bacon, red onion, and raspberry vinaigrette dressing. You may also like the country chicken salad that features diced chicken breast, barbecue ranch salad that uses grilled seasoned chicken breast, or the classic Cobb salad made the Big Boy way. Make it a light and fresh salad from the Marquette Big Boy restaurant.
Marquette.
Second half of the Big Boy Sports Recap presented by
the Marquette Golf Club.
So, you can get a membership right now for the rest of the fall, for the rest of golf season, severely discounted, and they'll actually take part of that and put it towards next year's membership dues. Open to the public, Marquette Golf Club, 225-0721. All right, so I have a two-game lead now. Going into the rest of this weekend, There are some really tough picks. I don't even really want to spend a lot of time on the Green Bay-Detroit game. I really don't. I think, can Detroit win this game?
No.
Yes, they can. Is it likely? No, they cannot.
By the way, 90% chance of rain. And I'm going there.
Have fun.
Not going to be covered either.
Have fun.
Okay.
I will not.
You know what that means, though?
I will be watching that.
There's a 10% chance it won't rain.
Whatever. Let's just go down these games here real quick. Arizona at Buffalo. Are you going with Buffalo?
I am going with Arizona.
So am I. Let's talk about Oakland at Tennessee. I'm really torn on this game, but I am on the Raiders bandwagon. Even though the Tennessee Titans are favored at home, I'm going with the Raiders.
I'm going with Tennessee Titans.
Okay, there's another
one. Beat that really good team last week.
Stop it. Cleveland at Miami.
I'm picking anyone playing Cleveland.
Yep.
Miami.
Me too, Miami. How about this one, though? Baltimore at Jacksonville. I think Jacksonville actually looked really good the first week. The second week,
horrible.
Not so much. I think I'm going to go with Baltimore.
I'm going to go with Jacksonville. They're going to win a home game.
All right.
Here's the toughest game of the week right here. Denver at Cincinnati.
I'm going with Cincy. I think
Cincy, too.
Are you really? I thought
yeah.
I had that one different.
No,
from you.
Denver and on the road. Trevor Siemian, I don't think so.
How about Minnesota at Carolina?
Both starting backup running backs. Carolina starting Curtis Artis Payne.
I think Minnesota's good, but I don't think they're good enough to beat Carolina.
Not in Carolina, no. I'm taking Carolina.
Washington at the New York football Giants.
I think the Giants run away with this division.
Well, I wasn't going to say division, but I do think they're going to run away on this game.
Going to be 3-0.
How about the Los Angeles Rams at Tampa?
Well, Tampa Bay's starting tight end, Austin Seferius Jenkins, just got DUI last night and cut from the team. That's not a good way to start, but I'm still taking Tampa at home, even without Doug Martin.
And I'm taking Tampa as well. San Francisco at Seattle. Seattle looked absolutely horrible last week. They're going home this week. They definitely have talent. Are they going to bounce back and beat the 49ers at home?
They don't lose to the 49ers.
I agree.
Even though I don't like them.
I don't like them at all. New York Jets at Kansas City. I was very disappointed in Kansas City last week. I think Kansas City bounces back. I'm taking the Chiefs.
Brandon Marshall and Eric Decker both could be out for the Jets. Who are they going to throw the ball to? Kansas City.
It's going to be a chef's win. San Diego at Indianapolis. This game could go either way.
There's not going to be a lot of defense in this game, by the way. Colts go to 0-3, you think?
No.
I don't either. I'm taking the Colts. This is boring. We're getting
Pittsburgh at Philly. I think Steelers. No way, Philly.
I think
Carson
we
Wentz
find
gets
out.
A dose of reality.
Yeah, I think so, too. But you never know. Philly's defense looks good, too. But I got to go with the Steelers because I have Antonio Brown and Ben Roethlisberger on my fantasy team. I know you love that.
I mean,
that.
You seriously, I don't even want to look at you. You say stuff like that, I just want to punch you in the face.
40 million people play fantasy football.
I don't care. They don't talk about it on the radio like
yeah.
you do.
They have a station. They have a fantasy football station on Sirius to talk about it. Guys, call in and ask questions.
I could say something right now, but I'm not going to.
You're going to. Go ahead.
Let's just say, never mind. Chicago at Dallas. Dak Prescott at home.
How does Chicago go in there and win? No. Alshon Jeffrey's hurt. Their whole defense is hurt. Cutler's hurt.
That's the best news, though. That's good news.
Yeah, I don't know. Dallas.
Dallas, too. All right, so I really do think that Detroit has a chance.
They have no chance.
Coming around in this game somehow, some way.
Green Bay offense wakes up. Lions have too many injuries on defense.
So I think there's no chance.
Completely healthy, it'd be a good game, but the Lions are banged up.
Yeah, they got tons of big players, big playmakers out.
Your running backs out, too.
Ansa, Levy, Abdullah. I mean, the list goes on and on.
Yeah. And you still have Stafford, too, so.
Are you saying he's not a good quarterback?
He's top 15.
Top 10. Come on.
Top 13.
You're going to 13?
I'm going with the Packers.
Rock and camel trader? Are we
big.
Negotiating
here? Of course,
here?
It might not be big. If it's really raining all day, which might not be fun.
Yeah. I'm picking Green Bay, too. I'm not going to lie. But I really think that you are overstating the lack of opportunity for the Lions here. I think there's more of a chance in a lot of these games that we're picking this week. Just saying.
Okay.
I'm serious. I mean, if you look at one of these games like the 49ers at Seattle, as bad as Seattle looked, who do you think has a better chance of winning, San Francisco or the Lions?
Who knows?
Good answer. Good answer. Big Boy Sports Recap. Talk to you Monday.
All right.
Hey, golfers, check out this incredible fall membership offer from the Marquette Golf Club. Right now, they're offering a Heritage-only single membership for $420. And couples are just $575. Or better yet, get a combined Gray Walls and Heritage membership. Singles, $695. Couples, $975. And here's the kicker. You ready? Whichever membership dollar amount you choose will double up and be applied to next year's 2017 memberships. So take advantage of this incredible offer from the Marquette Golf Club. Call 225-0721 or find out more at MarquetteGolfClub.com.